Hi, it's Jeff Farley at the Otisville Mount Hope Presbyterian Church on our weekly podcast, Today's Word. These are from our Sunday sermons. If after listening you have questions and want to contact us, you can do that at our email, otisvillepress@hvc.rr.com, or check out our website at www.otisvillepress.org. As I mentioned, these sermons are from our regular Sunday sermon series. This series is on the fruit of the Spirit. We're looking at 2 Samuel chapter 9, verses 1 to 13. One day David thought, I wonder if any of Saul's family are still alive. If they are, I will be kind to them because I made a promise to Jonathan. David called in Ziba, one of the servants of Saul's family. David said, so you are Ziba. Yes, your majesty, I am. David asked, are any of Saul's family still alive? If there are, I want to be kind to them. Ziba answered, one of Jonathan's sons is still alive, but he can't walk. Where is he? David asked. Ziba replied, he lives in Lodabar with Maacah, the son of Ammiel. David sent some servants to bring Jonathan's son from Lodabar. His name was Mephibosheth, and he was the grandson of Saul. He came to David and knelt down. David asked, are you Mephibosheth? Yes, I am, your majesty. David said, don't be afraid. I'll be kind to you because Jonathan was your father. I'm going to give you back the land that belonged to your grandfather Saul. Besides that, you will always eat with me at my table. Mephibosheth knelt down again and said, why should you care about me? I'm worth no more than a dead dog. David called in Ziba, Saul's chief servant, and told him, since Mephibosheth is Saul's grandson, I'm giving him back everything that belonged to your master Saul and his family. You and your 15 sons and 20 servants will work for Mephibosheth. You will farm his land and bring in his crops so that Saul's family and servants will have food. But Mephibosheth will always eat with me at my table. Ziba replied, your majesty, I will do exactly what you tell me to do. So Ziba's family and servants worked for Mephibosheth. Mephibosheth was lame, but he lived in Jerusalem and ate at David's table, just like one of David's own sons. And he had a young son of his own named Micah. So what does kindness look like? When I think of kindness, I think of the two police officers that responded to a mother in medical crisis. As the ambulance took the mom to the hospital, the two officers finished cooking lunch and fed her kids and washed all the dishes in the sink before another family member could come for the kids. I think of the man who was watching over two homeless men who lived out behind where he worked, bringing them things and just making sure they were safe. They, in turn, noticed he walked to work. So they found a broken-down bicycle and fixed it up so he could ride to work. I think of the nurse who sat beside the bed of a man dying of COVID-19 just to hold his hand. I think of the teacher who took off his shoes and gave them to his student to wear across the stage as he graduated because the young man had worn sneakers and they were not allowed. I think of my brother-in-law, Steve, and his adopted homeless man in Manhattan. Are you good? Steve would ask, just to see if indeed he was. And I think of our own food pantry, where food is shared as evidence of God's love with all those who might be hungry. Kindness, you see, is the opposite of judgment. It is the choice to care for someone else, not necessarily because we have decided they deserve it, but just because they're in need, just because we can. Kindness is, Paul tells us in Galatians chapter 5, verses 22 and 23, a fruit that is an outgrowth of the presence of the Holy Spirit in us. It is the evidence that God lives in us. Paul says that the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. God's growing presence in us is revealed in powerful ways. While we are saved not by works but by grace, grace exudes from us as we begin to treat others as God has treated us, with kindness. Make no mistake, God loves us. When we finally understand that and begin to incorporate that love in our lives, what happens is we begin to love our neighbors as we love ourselves. Now, in our angry, frantic, self-controlled world, it's often hard to see God's Spirit at work, but not if you look closely with the Spirit's eyes. You won't find it much on TV or in all the political shouting, but one strange place you can find it, if you look, is on social media, where a woman tells the story of sending an invitation to her college graduation party to a former address of a family member, only to get back a congratulations card and a $20 check from a woman who was delighted to be able to celebrate with this unknown graduate. Where a mother was shopping with her daughter in a toy store for her daughter's upcoming birthday, telling the child that she could pick just one toy. Then a 20-year-old man took the doll she was enamored with and walked away with it. As the mom explained to the girl that there were more dolls, the young man came back and gave it to her, paid for, and said, "Now you can have two presents." Kindness is a lifestyle. It should be a daily practice. It's a choice to care for others. It requires an attentiveness to the needs of others, setting aside our own for a time so that God can do his work in us. It's the girl across the street making gluten-free baked goods for a friend and then saving a couple and bringing them over to Sue. It's the product of the love and joy and peace and patience that are also fruit of the Spirit coming together to make another person's life better, more comfortable, safer, even amazing. Think for a minute about King David's choice. He could have forgotten his promises to his best friend Jonathan, his promises to God. He was now the most powerful man in all of Israel. Instead, he chooses to be kind, to return to Mephibosheth all of Saul's land and servants, and then additionally to honor him by inviting him to sit at his table. Instead of laying on Mephibosheth the sins of his grandfather, David elevates him, honors him, cares for him, and shows him kindness. And we, the followers of Christ, are invited, even compelled by the Spirit to do the same, to look, actively seek out others, especially others who are not like us or familiar to us, in order to share God's kindness with them, knowing that God has shared his amazing kindness with us. So look around you. To whom do you have an opportunity to be kind to this week? May God bless you as you exhibit the fruit of the Spirit today, tomorrow, and always. Amen. Hey, thanks so much for joining us on our podcast today. It's been fun. And remember, if you have questions, contact us, share your thoughts, and we will certainly respond.